The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Today's gospel reading just shines the light on the importance of trust in our spiritual lives. Of course, trust begins with, it's the whole quality of faith. Trust is a kind of a complex issue. Because faith is not just belief in God, it's not just belief in our immortality of our souls, it's not even just belief in Jesus. All those, of course, those patterns of belief are exceedingly important as foundations of our spiritual life. But then belief goes a little bit further because, right, it's the same word in Greek. Pistos is trust. It's also faith, belief, and so forth. It just has layers and layers. So when we believe in the fundamental things, God, the soul, Jesus, and even the church, we then get to that point where we, have to even trust not just that these things are true. We believe that, certain doctrines are true. We have to believe, too, that Jesus is a providential God operating in our lives, listening to us, who values our freedom, works through our freedom, and has the only thing he has in mind is to save us and to help us save others, to be his colleagues in the mission of salvation as well. So that's that next layer of belief. God's here. God's present. God's interested in my life. God's interested in my salvation. God's interested in helping me. God is guiding me. God is guiding me now powerfully through the Holy Spirit. That sort of second layer of belief is right there as well. That awareness of the powerful presence, the providential presence, the good-willed, loving presence of God, and of course the Blessed Virgin Mary, the saints, etc., present powerfully in our lives. But then there's that third layer of belief / trust, same Greek word, right? And that's that whole layer of God's going to help me out when I need him to do so. I'm going to trust you, Lord. So now we're moving from not just my own declaration that God's going to help me out. Now I'm going to the Lord and I'm saying, Lord, I trust you. I don't have control over, whether we're going to have, the funds that we need 2 years from now. Lord, I'm not going to be fearful, though. I'm trusting that you're going to help us find a way out. Now, true, we might still have some fear, and that's okay because God understands us. But essentially, we got to, give it over to him, right? So it's also, Lord, I want to do a really good job on whatever it is I'm working on, say an article or a book or something, but you can almost undermine yourself by saying, gosh, I hope it's good enough, but there's that prayer again that where you say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust that you're going to fill in the gaps that I don't know quite yet. I'm going to trust that your Holy Spirit's going to lead me to a really good book or article, whatever it is that you're working on, right? That's my shtick, But whatever, it is, I'm going to trust that your Holy Spirit's going to help me out here, inspire me, make it through the gaps. Lord, I'm going to trust that you're going to open some doors for me so that this apostolate will go through. I remember when we were going to our first approach to the USCCB conference, and I just finally had to put it in God's hands, I did everything we could, bringing out everybody we could. We made all the phone calls to all these bishops, just thrilled, the 39 bishops signed up to hear the our shtick, and I was just hoping, well, how many dioceses, will come, and I just had to put it in God's hands. I just said, Lord, I trust you. I trust you're going to do this. And, when 27 signed up, you know, and we're now doing all this work in the diocese with all the direction. I'm thrilled, you know, but it's out of my hands. But I can tell you one thing for sure, that if the Holy Spirit weren't doing all that work in the background, it wasn't my subtle shtick that sold this. Was the Holy Spirit moving the hearts of those people and moving the hearts of the people, now the directors of confirmation and catechesis, to integrate this into their programs, who are da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Without this Holy Spirit doing this, without that trust that enabled Jesus to do his miracles that we see in today's gospel, the trust that allows the Holy Spirit to work these miracles, you know, that he can do it for us, that he's going to make this happen, even though we might be feeling that fear, I hope all this goes well, which of course I'm almost shouting out to God, right? But there's still that fundamental trust. I'm going ahead with it because I trust in you, Lord. Boy, I'll tell you, I mean, that trust, that's what opens the door. And that's where, you know, not just the apostolic effectiveness begins. That's where the spiritual growth begins. That's where everything begins. It's that third layer of trust. Okay, Lord, I'm not in control, but I trust you, and I know you're going to do this one way or t'other. And of course, if it doesn't come out in accordance with my plan, then I know you've already opened up some door that I'm supposed to be pursuing, just an angle, a modification, some kind of adjustment. And I can, you know, move in there because you'll still open those doors with that beautiful Spirit who is guiding us in our lives. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.